Verizon so far is only replacing the landlines with a wireless alternative to homes with copper lines severely damaged by Superstorm Sandy on Fire Island off of Long Island. But it is seeking permission from the state's Public Service Commission to expand the wireless option, known as VoiceLink, to other customers if the copper landlines are in disrepair and it makes sense not to replace them. Opponents worry the move opens the door to the phone company's abdication of landlines in other regions of the state. Bill Ferris with AARP says it would be premature to allow a switch. The group has asked the PSC to conduct a more thorough investigation.
Is VoiceLink a good alternative to landlines? And at this point, we don't think it is.
According to a report given by Verizon's director of telecommunications at a PSC meeting in May, VoiceLink would need electrical current in order to operate. Ferris with AARP says that could be a problem.
Copper lines have sustained major storms in New York State, such as Irene and Lee, and obviously Superstorm Sandy in downstate. Copper wires have held up. People were able to communicate, talk to their family, talk to emergency services during major storms. VoiceLink works off electricity. And we all know when a storm hits in upstate New York or downstate, the lights go out and the lights can stay out for a while. VoiceLink will not work.
The option of dialing zero for an operator would no longer exist with VoiceLink, and users would also be required to dial a 10-digit number with the area code, even for local calls, instead of the current 7 digits. But Ferris says more importantly, VoiceLink would not work for seniors who are dependent on life alert devices to notify medical professionals by phone when they fall ill.
Medical alert devices can be very important to an older person. It's really their communication to the outside world if something happens to them.
A spokesman for Verizon denies that the request to the Public Service Commission is a backdoor way to end the company's responsibility to maintain the landlines. John Bonomo says worries about the limitations of VoiceLink are overblown.
Some of the critics of our VoiceLink service have taken this, the sky is falling kind of theory, but really nothing is further from the truth.
Bonomo says VoiceLink in many cases can work better and more reliably for customers than deteriorating copper lines. The company installs a box about the size of a hardcover book near the telephone. It connects the line to Verizon's wireless service provided through cell phone towers. And he says the average customer won't notice anything different.
It has a dial tone. It has the same 911 capabilities in that it sends your telephone number and your location to emergency responders. The bill that you receive, the price of the service, is either the same or better than you're currently paying.
Bonomo says for now, if VoiceLink will not work as well as a landline, then the company will not force the customer to switch their service. He says if someone is in a rural area that has spotty cell phone coverage, then the company would continue to maintain the existing landline. And he says if a person is dependent on a life alert system, they would not have to switch either. He says the current version of VoiceLink is also not compatible with ankle bracelets given to convicted criminals sentenced to home confinement. AARP's Ferris says his organization is not against adopting new technology, but they simply want it to work as well as the old system that it would be replacing.
We think this new technology should be tested before it's applied throughout the whole state.
The Public Service Commission recently extended its public comment period on the matter. Comments will be accepted until September 13th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.